rumors adjust that until confirmed as fact. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Whispers coming from Asia tell of increasing religious restrictions. And then switching gears, books have many stories, the ones they tell and the ones they share. Your book's next life could help further the Great Commission. More on that in just a moment. But we'll start today in Asia, where rumors that China's central government ordered its towns to monitor and count Christians appear to be true. More specifically, says Asian Access's Joe Handley.
What we're hearing is they're following up and wanting to get actual names of those who believe in God. And it's not just Christianity. It includes Buddhism, Taoism. It's spanning the scope of everything, including Catholics, Protestants, and a probably intense focus on the underground church leaders.
Church leaders are adapting. Instead of thinking mega churches, they're thinking much, much smaller.
One church I know of has a very innovative methodology. They are actually meeting together in parks across the city, and the pastor will walk, and while he's walking, he actually has a microphone that he's preaching into, and there are people walking all over the park with headsets in, listening to him preach. And no one's gathered together. They're just all in the same park listening to somebody who is speaking into his microphone.
Asian Access is empowering and equipping these church leaders now. They're also growing a unique fund aimed at strengthening the persecuted church. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Let's talk now about the Great Commission. Christ's command in Matthew 28 was pretty simple. Go and make disciples of all nations. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says one U.S. people group often goes unseen.
After 400 years, only 4% are estimated to know Christ. We've done better all over the world than among the people right on our doorstep here.
He's talking about Native Americans.
I've been a cross-cultural youth ministry all my life. Never have I met young people who have no dreams, who are pretty sure they'll have no future, among whom the suicide rate is at least 3 times, in some parts of the country 10 times, that of any other kids in America, whose rates of addiction are off the charts.
God is using On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, to infuse Native America with hope. A team of 32 Native believers just finished their month-long Summer of Hope outreach. They shared the gospel on 7 reservations, and nearly 500 Native young people came to Christ.
This isn't just about a great moment. It's about a moment that gives birth to a movement.
Now begins discipleship and leadership training. Meet the warriors and help ongoing ministry at our website.
Let's pray for God's protection. This is a war and a battle unlike any I've ever been involved in all my work across the country and around the world.
And going from your dusty shelf to the grasslands of South Sudan, used Christian books are seeing new lives changed. This month, Mission Cry delivered 2 shipping containers of used books to conflict-torn South Sudan. The 45,000 books will encourage and empower believers who, according to Jason Wolford of Mission Cry, don't often have a Bible of their own.
People need the Word and they want the Word, and so we're going to give it to them, especially those that are suffering real persecution for the name of Christ.
After years of civil war, displacement, and widespread human rights violations, these materials bring renewal and encouragement.
We're sending the only thing in the world that doesn't return void, and that's the Word of God. And then on top of it, we're sending the used Word of God, in other words, Bibles that were sitting on people's shelves that were going to be thrown out, the Word of God, thrown out, but instead we've recaptured it, we've taken it, and we're putting it on sea containers and giving it to people around the world.
Wolford asks believers to consider donating their used books to Mission Cry or financially supporting an upcoming shipment. Pray for the maximum impact of these books and the protection of ministry partners, and pray for the healing and stability of South Sudan. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, but they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.